G'day, it's Moffy from Triple M and Listener, and we are catching up with our candidates for the upcoming New South Wales state government election and for the Coffs Harbour electorate. Gurmesh Singh, the incumbent, the current member, and running again for his second term, and he joins us on the phone right now. Gurmesh, g'day.
G'day, Moffy.
March 25, not long now until the election. Your first term, how's it been? What are you proud of?
Oh, look, so much to be proud of. I think getting work started on the bypass and some of the changes we've been able to make along the way to that project, working with community groups, pretty proud of that. The Woolgoolga Multipurpose Centre, I mean, that's a huge achievement. And to see it already, I mean, it's not really even officially open, but, you know, we went out there yesterday and had a coffee out there with Kevin Hogan, and the number of people out there already using it is just phenomenal. That's a huge achievement. But look, so many of our community groups and sporting groups that I've been able to secure investment for over the last 4 years. Look, sometimes it can be $2,000 that makes a big difference. You know, it can be advocating for a parking spot outside of a rural post office, little things like that. I suppose the biggest thing I'm proud of is just all the little things I've been able to do for people. And particularly during COVID, I know that was a very stressful time for people, and helping families across borders was a really challenging thing. And some of that work I was able to do with people in the community.
I know, and I do this every year myself, when you look back on the year and you think, you know, what you've done, but maybe some of the stuff that you could have done better. For you in the first term, what's the one thing that you sit there, reflect on, Gurmesh, and go, I could have done that better?
Look, that's a good question. I suppose there's always areas that we look back in hindsight and think, well, that could have been done a little bit differently. Look, there's a lot of little things, but nothing big that stands out. Even on projects that haven't quite gone right, I've always stood up, fronted the community, and tried to look for solutions. And, the boat ramp I know has been a big one. It didn't go to plan, but working with the community, working with transport, coming up with a solution, and then securing that funding to try and fix the problem, that's always been my approach, working with everyone and then try and find those pragmatic solutions. So, look, I'm hoping that the community will recognise that, and that I'm always there to front up, and I'm not going to hide behind bureaucrats or anything like that.
I want to talk about the Jetty Foreshores, because obviously that's something that is a big topic, and I've spoken to all the candidates about it. The Labor candidate announcing that they wouldn't have residential in the developments there. I want to talk to you about this and what feedback you've heard from people and where you stand on this.
Sure. Look, I mean, that's no surprise to me or anyone else that they're going down that path. But look, the feedback we've had overwhelmingly is people just want to get it done. They're sick of, you know, it's been 30 years in the making of something happening down there. And, you know, every single time something or other gets in the way. And, you know, the plan that the department came up with, I think the refined master plan struck a really nice balance where only 1.5% of that area is being used for residential, another 1.5% for commercial and community use, and 3% for tourism uses. Look, I think that's a really good result for the community. Open space is being increased there, parking is being increased there, and the major bit of feedback that we get is people just want to get on with it. Look, I understand that there are some people that have reservations, but overwhelmingly, we did the largest survey of its type, you know, for this particular topic, 3,600 respondents, and they all made their views quite clearly known. Every single question allowed you to agree or disagree. And, you know, some of those questions went into quite granular detail about what people wanted to see there. And that's what the refined master plan based its decisions on.
Just focusing for a moment on the residential part of it. On NBN News, when the announcement was made, you, from Labor, you spoke about costings and money behind it. Does that mean that without residential, the coalition government would struggle to pay for the development?
Well, it just means you would get less. Looking at what people have said they wanted in the survey, to be able to deliver all that, to upgrade the roads and the parking and to do all the rest of it, a certain amount of money needs to be put in. Now, our state government has already put in $20 million. Some of that has been spent on the Vendetta building, which is getting the Lighthouse Optic put there as well. Some of that will have been spent on, the department doing its work to date. And there will be some money now going into some of those improvements, but those improvements aren't cheap. So if we want to fulfil the absolute potential of that precinct and make it as good as it should be, then obviously there needs to be some funding. And the funding has to come from somewhere. And if we look at that 1.5% of the total area there, it seems to be a very good compromise.
What are the costings if residential was taking out? What would the difference be?
Oh, look, I don't have those right in front of me, but, you know, we would be looking at something quite substantial, I would think, and it might mean that we, you know, receive less of the benefit side of what's being proposed there.
Now, Gomesh, one of the things that was mentioned was something that came up saying about, on a title search, unregistered plans or dealings. Do we know what that is?
Yeah, my understanding of that, Moffy, is that the land in that particular area is under the tenure of many different state government departments. And that means that the state government is under a process there to simplifying the land ownership between different government departments. So, it's basically to do with the rail corridor and things like that.
Now, Gomesh, like any election, you know, you could be the local member, but you might not be in government. If that was to happen, how would that affect our local area?
Look, I think we're still on track to form government. I think that's what people are saying out there. I've obviously thought about it, but I'm still confident we'll retain government. I hope that we do for our region's sake, because we've seen what's happened at a federal level, where the first thing that the federal Labor Party did was take funding out of regional areas. And they took funding away from the university here. They took funding away from our veterans centres. And we hope that I hope for our region's sake that we form government again.
You'd still be able to work, though, with the other side?
Oh, I've got good relationships across the aisle. I catch up with them if they're ever coming through town. There's no issues there. That's ultimately what you do in politics and in government. But look, I think it still would be better for everyone in regional New South Wales if the coalition is returned.
Well, the state will make the decision on March 25 and in the lead up with the early polling. Gomesh, all the best for the upcoming election and thanks for your time.
Great. Look, thanks, Moffy. And look, I've worked pretty hard over the last 4 years, securing that funding for our region and securing so many things and working with people across the aisle, across all different sides, coming up with solutions to problems that we face in our community. And, mate, I've got the energy and the passion to keep going for another four, so I'm looking for everyone's support on March 25.
Current member and candidate for the National Party in the upcoming state election for New South Wales on March 25, Gomesh Singh. And you can catch up with all the interviews with our candidates just by searching COFF State Election on Listener.